Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for an opportunity to be alive. Lord, we acknowledge that this is your doing. And it is wonderful in our eyes. Lord, we pray that the preaching of your word will profit us. That we will understand your mysteries. Plant your word in our hearts. Like the sower that went out to sow in Mark 4. Lord, we pray that the word of God, which is the seed, will fall on the fertile soil of our heart. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are mine all in all. Thinking you as a precious gem, Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, where did your name? Lift up your hands and sing it. Jesus, precious Lamb of God, where is your name? Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, where Holy Spirit, we say worthy is your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Sammy, sit here. Come and sit here. George, come and sit here. Look, come and occupy the push. And Wendy, come here. Please move and move and feel it. Feel the chest. Hey, does it mean people don't understand the English I'm speaking? Those of you at the very, very back. Feel the chest. Right. One should move and join the one you can sit in. There are two chairs here. I have two empty chairs here. And one empty chair in front. Angie, sit here. You are black. You always want to sit at the back. How will I see you? I say, come and sit in front. Only bad people sit at the back. Is it not nice as you are sitting in front? Jerry, who is sitting by you? Nobody. Brother in blue, sit here. Today is Mega Church Sunday. And you are in blue. Today is World Mega Church Sunday. So I thank you all for your yellow. If you are yellow, give me a wave. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Chief of Police, are you yellow? Hey, assistant pastor. Now, assemble by TV. Oh, look at you. I will share yellow. Why are you suffering from color blindness? Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. Gloria, hallelujah. Amen. The response for hallelujah is amen. Okay. Amen means let it come. Sweetheart, what's your name again? Jessica. By last Sunday, when we closed in order, you left. Hey, yeah, when we close, we don't leave like that. We do meeting. Do you understand? So today, if I don't see you, you are not going home. Is that correct? Is that correct? Amen. You are all boss. I don't know what you are doing there. Come inside. You give yourself work. Busybody. Sit there. Okay. A very short Bible studies. And then we will close. Okay. Last week, Sunday, we learned about the sons of who? Samuel. I want to believe you write notes when you come to church. Today I don't intend to shout. Very cool preaching. Okay. We learned about the sons of Prophet Samuel. And we said that the sons of Samuel didn't follow the path of their father. And I explained to you that to some of you that you are privileged to have your fathers as pastors. Open the louvers. So that air will enter the church. So, I don't know if you can see that things are changing. Every time something new is happening. Very good. To those of you that you are privileged to have your fathers as pastors or serious people in church, it shouldn't go into your head, Gloria, for you to think that because your father is a reverend or because your father is a shepherd or a pastor, you are riding on the title of your father. It's possible that your daddy can be a serious Christian, but you are not. So, the sons of Samuel, we learned that they took bribe. They took bribe. They went after money. And they did a lot of evil things in the sight of God. But that will not be our story in Jesus' name. You are not hearing me. I said that will not be our story in Jesus' name. we are going to be a group of young people who know the word of God for ourselves. And we are not going to pride ourselves in the fact that our fathers or our mothers are in church. And so because of that, we are also righteous. This morning for 3 minutes, I'll preach to you about the sons of Eli. The sons of Eli. Let's also look at what the sons of what they also came about, or how they turned out to be. Now, we all know who Eli was. Eli was a priest. Okay? It was Eli that brought up Samuel. Okay? It was Eli. Samuel's pastor was Eli. Okay? And you remember that one day, when Samuel was a child, he was asleep and he heard a voice. How many of you remember that story? Hey, so those of you that your hands are not up, is it that your armpit is smelling or something? Irene, you know that story. And then he ran to Eli. And Eli said what? Eli said he didn't call him. So he should go back to sleep. And then he heard the voice 3 times and went again. That's how come we came with that song. Master, speak, thy servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious words. You don't know this song in your school. Longing for thy what? Thy voice that heareth. Master, let it now be heard. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? Oh, my master, speak to me. Amen. We are closing. Yeah, you know, said the closing. I said we are closing. But we are not closing. We are not closing. So that's how come we that song came up. It's a Holy Spirit influenced verse that has been turned into a song. And it's good to sing such songs when you're about to sleep rather than listening to Kwame Eugene. You can sing Confusion. You can sing. These are the useless ones you listen. If a song is saying you are causing confusion and you sleep, don't you think that your sleep will be full of confusion? You'll be seeing cockroach chasing an elephant because it's confusion. A cockroach will not chase an elephant, but because of the song that you've been singing, you can sing confusion. And your life is full of confusion. Anybody who sings that song, you can see the confusion in your life. How you have been getting negative 3 over 10 in maths. It's confusion. Hallelujah. So Eli, number one, he was a priest. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 11, Bible said that, and Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. The son they are talking about was Samuel. Bible said that, and Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli the priest. So Eli was a priest. This also goes to tell us that as a young person, you can minister. Ministration is only not in song. To come and sing. To minister means to preach. To minister means to do something in the house of God. So, you don't do anything. No. You are not ministering before the Lord. Or you are not ministering unto the Lord. Say amen. Everybody here can minister unto the Lord. Most of you, you see, we all minister, but your ministration is to something else. Say amen. Amen. I think my jeans is working. Yeah. And my shoe too is working. Yeah, shoe. Everybody should try and get shoes like this. One day we'll do Big Shoe Sunday. I mean, Big Shoe now. Just say it's even bigger than your leg, but Bola. Some of you think it's only suit I wear. I don't wear, I have nice clothes. Only that, Pastor, dear, if I come, you must wear suit. Okay, yeah. So Bible said that, and the child ministered unto the Lord before Eli the priest. So Eli was a priest. In modern day, you say that Eli was a bishop. Yeah, a man of God. But he had children. Okay. Eli was also a judge of Israel. He actually judged Israel for 40 years. Do you know 40 years? 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 18. I'm showing you who Eli was. 1 Samuel 4 verse 18. Open your Bibles there. Open, open. Now on the scripture, I will not quote them again. I will let you open them, we read together. Are you in 1 Samuel 4 verse 18? Yeah, it says what? And it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of God that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate and his neck break. If you fall backwards, obviously your neck will break. And he died. We are talking about Eli. This is how Eli died. He fell off. Okay, backwards. And he break his neck. Okay. And Bible says he was an old man. So if you're an old man, you don't just sit anyhow. I don't know if you know some old man in your area. Yeah. And Bible said that, for he was an old man and heavy. It means he was obese. You know obese. The English word for obolo is obese. I don't know if you know obolo. Somebody who is big. I won't say. Or name the obey any hopo. Big people, they like food though. Small time they are eating. Small time they are eating. Even there are some slim people too, they like food. Slim people, when they eat, you don't even see their stomach. Their stomach is flat. But they eat. Me, I'm slim, but I eat. No, I don't play with food though. I went to the university to study about food for 4 years. So you should know that I don't play with food. And then they mean fun they are grow. So when somebody said, if I hear food, no, then my self has come. So if the food doesn't come, then I'll be angry with you. Yeah. I do know study food. Food. Okay, I went to sit in classroom and they were teaching me about food 4 years. And after that, they gave me a degree. Yeah. So I don't play with food. I know the food to eat and be healthy. I know the food to eat and grow fat. You say I'm not growing fat. I can eat, but still, my stomach could be flat. I'll show you a certain food. When you eat, you'll be fat. Yeah. He was an old man. He was hefty. The Bible said that, and he had judged Israel 40 years. He has been a judge for 40 years. It means that, Eli, are you bored with the preaching? So we should close. Yeah. Eli, as a judge, he knew what is bad and he knew what is good because he was a judge. When people come with their problems, he can tell that this sister is wrong and this brother is correct, or this brother is wrong and this sister is correct. He was a judge for 40 years. Even you, as you are sitting now here, you are not 40 years. If you are 40 years, lift your hands up. You are not 40. Even 14, cry, you are struggling. You are not 14. Do you understand? Yeah. But Eli judged for 40 years. He was not 40 years old though. He was a judge for 40 years. Hallelujah. Yeah. So Eli was a judge. Now, let's go to his sons. So it means that from what we've just learned, Eli was a good man. He was a man of God. Do you understand? A man of God is a proper person. A pastor is a proper person, or I'm a proper person, or I'm not a proper person. I'm a proper person. I'm an upright person. Yeah. But you are not a pastor. That's how your life is basta, 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 like that. You know. But your life is going to be better in Jesus' name. Yeah. The day you will start to minister unto the Lord, you will see that your life will be better. When you enter a certain circle, they will call you man of God. Yes. Is Benedicta going to school? What school did she get? Benkun. Yeah, Benkun is a school. Benkun and Nifa. Yeah. Benkun means, is it left or right? Right. Look at Igbe woman teaching me tree. Benkun is what? And then Nifa is what? Right. So it says two school at Eastern Region. Just the road divide them. One is at the left and one is at the right. So in Ghana, they just call them Benkun and Nifa. Nifa Secondary School, Benkun Secondary School. Yeah, they don't get any name than to call a school left and they call another school right. You see the confusion that has come. In Ghana, the school is called left. So as she's going, she's left. She's going to Benkun. Benkun, you say Benkun is what? Left. So the school is called left. Somebody's school is called Insuasi. In Somas. Under the water. So, we even ability to give names to things has even escaped us. Our mind is not thinking. That's why some of you actually are sitting here. All your name is Kweku. You don't even have any English name. It's Kweku they call you. Kojo, Kwami, Kofi. You don't have any English name. It's like, we cannot think about a name to give you. That is Ghana for you. So as you are growing, learn to give names to things. If they call you, let's say, Ajwa, what it means is that they are actually calling you Monday. Ajwa is Monday. Tuesday is what? Abena. So you are called Abena. Your full name is Abena Owusu. It means you are called Tuesday Owusu. Yeah. As your parents, they born you. They did whatever they did to born you. Do you know what your parents do before they born people? Hey, praise God. You don't know what your mother and your father did before they born you. You knew. Yeah. After doing that thing, then your mother has carried you in a womb for 9 months and you came out. And for about 2 weeks, they couldn't think of any name to give you than to call you Tuesday. Hey, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing, pa. It's a serious thing. I call Kofi. Kofi is Saturday on Friday. Yeah, Friday. Your full name is Friday Frimpong. Where is he? Yeah, Friday Frimpong. Even your sister Kade even added one, Kezia. Where is she? Kezia. But you know, Friday Frimpong. I mean, if you go out, it's Friday, they'll call you. So as you're sitting down listening to, if you born your child, give your child name, a name. Friday is not a name, oh. Friday is just a noun. A noun. It's the names. You must as well call your son September. Yeah. September. I'm sure very soon, if this Kofi Kwami is finished, they will start calling children September. They will start calling people August, April, December. December answer. Is that they gave birth to you in December, then your family name, then they've added it to you. But you be wise children, you give names to things in Jesus' name. Amen. What was I saying before even this thing have come up? Sons of Eli. So Eli was a proper man. A man that feared God. You see, for you to become a pastor, listen, I'm about to close. We don't just choose anybody to become a pastor, especially in our church here, United Denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. It's difficult to become a pastor. Not difficult. You can be called a pastor, but before you become, we don't just collect you that, is that today I have come. Then it's like I'm happy. So Angelina is called Lady Pastor Angelina. I know who Angelina is. Yeah. You have to do a lot of things before they call you pastor. I hope you get what I'm saying. You can't just stand up and say you are called prophet. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here now. Then my name is called Prophet Jaja. As I'm coming, then you have put cloth on the way, then I'm walking on it. I can't stand up and call myself a bishop. Just last Friday, our father bishop that God means he has consecrated 12 new bishops and then 5 episcopal sisters. Yeah. Today, if you follow me to First Love, I'll show you. I'm going to First Love after church. I'm going to visit there. Yeah. Do you see? So it's not easy to be a pastor. And even in the olden days, it was tight. Because if you say you are a pastor and you don't do what is right as a priest, the anger of God will kill you. In the old days, have you read the Bible before? So, and then the tender of the Lord strike 12, they die in thousands. And you say, if you can't knock one person, then it has become a news. In the old days, people die. 5,000 people have died. 7,000 people have died. 1,200 people have died. 65 people have. Yeah, that's how they die. They die like house flies. But in the olden days, if somebody dies small, no, then it has become a news. TV 3 is showing. Yeah. So in the olden days, if you say you are a pastor, it means that look, you are a man of God. Yeah. Now let's look at the sons of this man. 1 Samuel 2, verse 12. 1 Samuel 2. I'll call anybody at all to read. Samuel is your Bible. A shepherd, moi. Are you 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12? We are all ready together. One go. Hey. First sentence alone is not even not encouraging. Now the sons of Samuel, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. Hey, do you understand who has a different version? Maybe you don't understand the word. Yes, your own says what? No, I can't. Is that the same thing you also have? Who has a different version? You have what is your read your celestial? Read what is that? Your brother in your house is the same. Eh? What are you reading? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Eh? He's in Sam. Samuel. And what Samuel? Oh. Kekana Enko. Kezia, your own says what? The sons of Eli were what? Corrupt. Scandrous. Brophosi is scandrous. We are not talking about the metals. My own said, now the sons of Eli were Belial. It means they were devils. Passed out. But his sons were devils. That's the first thing you should learn. You look, the fact that you are in church doesn't mean you cannot be a devil. You can be a devil, my brother. The devil can use you to accomplish his purpose. The sons of a pastor, the sons of a prophet, they were devils. Do you know devil? Devil is Satan. You all say the sons of, they were what? No, I want this profession. Scandrous. Do you know a scandal? They were devils. Pastor's sons were devils. If a pastor's son can be a devil, and you are that, you that your father is not a pastor, you are a Satan. You are a satanic being. Yeah. These are people whose parents or their father was a prophet and he has been praying for them. And aside the prayers, they turn out to become... Today the sound is very good. Clap for the technical team people. I can feel the sound. I'm preaching fine. Yeah, you'll be preaching. Yeah. It is people. They were devils. Look, I'm about to close. You have to make a conscious effort not to become a devil. Yes. But what it is that you can, Jessica, you can easily turn out to become a devil. My brother, what's your name? Bernard. You can actually, Priscilla, you can actually turn out to become a devil. Now, when you are a devil, sometimes, Irene, you will not know that you are a devil. It's true. There are a lot of people who are witches, but they don't know they are witches. It's true. You know. There are power witches, they don't know. But they fly at night. But they will not know. Yeah. You can be a devil, but you see, you will not know that you are a devil. You will even think you are the Holy Spirit. And people will be clapping for you that you are anointed. But what it is that you are dealing with an evil spirit. But the Lord will deliver us. He said, the sons of Eli were devils. There is no other description than to call them devils. It's like the way they behave. Okay? The way they behave. You see, at a point in time, is it because their father was a priest? They used to sleep with the girls in the church. These same sons of Eli. Yeah. They used to steal the offerings. You know, in the olden days, people, they do burnt offering. They bring cows, bullocks, they slaughter. Yeah. They will cut some of the meat. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you see, some of it's not everything that you can steal in your household. Yeah. Sometimes you are stealing an offering. Your mother has put money in a tithe card and you have gone to steal it. Stealing an offering. Sometimes some of you are coming to church. Your parents give you 5 cedis for offering. But so, this pastor, now I should put all the 5 Ghana inside it. You go and change and bring 30 pesos or 50 pesos and then you keep the rest. You are still, it's the same as stealing offering. I used to have a certain church member. You are not the first church member I'm pastoring many, many years ago. Today he's a big boy with hair under his central region. One day we came to church, we took offering. He stole the offering bag plus the offering to his house. He stole the offering. And then he brought the offering bag the next Sunday. So, they were devils. They were behaving like devils. And the Bible said that they knew not the Lord. They didn't know God. Do you understand when they say you don't know God? The sons of a pastor, they didn't know God. When they wake up, they don't do their quiet time. When they see their father doing their quiet time, they don't do their quiet time. But many of you, they still have to force you to be in church on a Sunday. They have to force you. We have to use the spirit of discernment to make you appear in church. I have to beg you. I have to come and wash your supporter before you come. You don't know God. You see, if you know who God is, you will not struggle with many things. Do you know that you can easily stop school? Okay, you can't go to school again. Even when your parents pay school fees, you still can't go. How do you go to school? Don't you walk to school or you take her to school? Yeah. How many of you have seen somebody your age that they've amputated their leg before? Walking with crutches. They've cut their leg. When I say amputate, you don't understand. They've cut their leg. You've not seen some before. Yeah, they use crutches. Yeah. You can be sick in the hospital and you cannot go to school again. But you don't know that it is the Lord that is keeping you. Most of you, God is out of your lives. Look at this, my brother is sleeping. You are in blue, but you are sleeping. Yeah, share yellow, you are not sleeping. They didn't know God. They didn't know God. They didn't know God. They have decided that God will be out of their lives. They didn't know God. If you are sitting here today and you don't know God, I pity you. I'm afraid for your life. They didn't know God. You see, one day, your man's classwork will not matter. One day, your English exercise book will not matter. What will matter is your relationship with God. When they lay you in state, I'm sure you have not seen anybody your age who have died before. But every day I'll remind you, one of the days, go and pass the hospital and see. One of our sisters who went to deliver the hospital last week. Look, he said children were dying like church fly. You know children. Some of them, they don't even count 1 month, then they die. And they pack them on themselves. They put this one, and then they carry them and go and put it in the dustbin. May you know God. I say, may you know God. Yeah. To know God, man, is the greatest thing. To know God. My brother, to know God. Sit well. To know God. Everybody sit up. To know God. You are too relaxed. Yeah, it's good. I can preach. Julie, know God. Fear God. Don't compare your life with anybody's life. You came alone. Jerome, you were born alone. Don't compare and contrast your... Don't say that will even make cry. Sorry, me could be. I've been going to church, but my friends, they don't even go to church. They are sinners. No. The sons of a pastor. Bible said that. They knew not the Lord. They have Bible in their home. They can see their father praying every morning. Everything showed that they are godly. But they, the children, God is not in their heart. You see some people, after singing, you see they are going home. You see they are going home. You left home that you are coming to church. After singing and everything, you are passing bush to go home. Yeah. Young people, know the Lord for yourself. If nobody is watching, do the right thing. Yeah. If nobody is watching you, do the... You see, young people, you see, one of the things we think about is that we think that we will live forever. Is that not what you think? Don't you think that you grow up to age 90? Is that not what is in your mind? But people don't get to age 90. The last person who died in your area was in 90 years. Many of you, in the next 30 years, you will not be here. Some of you, you are likely to die at age 45. Yeah. Some of you may not even marry before you die. But look, Bible said that God has appointed our days. And our days are like a vapor. Don't play with your life. Don't play with you. You see? Have you seen him running away? Yeah. But they know that you are in church. Bible said that the sons of Eli, they knew not the Lord. They were children like you. But what happened is that they didn't retain God in their memory. They never acknowledged God. They never paid reverence to God. what is in their heart was more than thinking about God. But I've come to remind you, as I close, that you can be a son of a pastor. It doesn't mean you go to heaven. You can be the son of a bishop. It doesn't mean you go to heaven. You can have 86 Bibles in your house, but you may not end up in heaven. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. We don't have much time. Wake up. And do your best for the Lord. Do whatever you can do for the Lord. The days are running. Our days are limited. Wake up, young people. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Children your age are getting pregnant. Wake up. They knew not the Lord. They knew not the Lord. Their daddy knew the Lord. But they didn't know God. Let's continue. Number 3. What does your version say? Yes. Read your version again and let's see. Bible, we've no clothes here. I put it in your bag. It's a devil. They had no word. Respect. When I say they didn't know God, you didn't understand. But this one said, well, they didn't have respect for God. No respect. No anything God. They don't have respect. Continue. Let me read that one. Verse what? Verse 13. Do you know how the Bible has captioned? They're catching it. Eli's wicked sons. Let me read from verse 2. He said, verse 13. Or for their duties as priests. Whenever anyone offered the sacrifice, Eli's sons would send over a servant with a 3-pronged fork. While the meat of the sacrifice animal was still boiling, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever is brought up and be given to Eli's sons. When they are boiling the meat, they will send their servant that go and collect some of the meat and bring. What it means that they've been stealing offerings. They've been stealing offerings. Let's continue. All the Israelites who came to worship at Shiloh were treated this way. Sometimes the servant would come even before the animal's fat had been burned on the altar. He would now demand raw meat before it has been boiled so that it will be used for roasting. Do you understand what it means? If they kill the animal, instead of them to wait for, they said they want to do kebab. So they'll cut some of the meat. And listen. Now, the man offering the sacrifice might reply, take as much as you want. But the fat must be burned first. Then the servant would demand, no, give it to me now, or I will take it by force. So the sins of this young man was very serious in the sight of the Lord. For they treated the Lord's offering with contempt. To the extent that their sins went up to the Lord. They were stealing the meat for the sacrifice. You are not stealing a meat for sacrifice. But the sacrifice that your mother gave you, your father gave you for the Lord, which is your offering or your tithe, you chop it. You don't see the importance of it. And their sins went to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Their sins went up to the Lord. Number three. Their sins went up to the Lord. 1 Samuel 2:17. Wherefore the sins of the young men was very great before the Lord. Yeah. Where's the noise coming from? The top. Next week, before you come to roof this thing, I prophesy that to be roofed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. Their sins were great. My sin was great. Your love was greater. So what could separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Their sins were great. Their sins were great. Their sins were great before the Lord. Even God could see. And the last thing was that people hate worshipping God because of them. Do you understand? People hate worshipping God. Because I'm not sure I've heard that somebody said that because of you, I won't go to church. I'm not sure I've heard that before. Somebody said, no, is it wow kwa sorry po who yes na ya and kwa sorry po the bed. Yeah. People stop going to church because of them. Some of you, because of your character, people have stopped going to church. Because of your character, people have stopped church. People have stopped church. But I believe that we are coming back. Say amen. Say we are coming back. Amen. I say we are coming back to the Lord. Amen. Yeah. We are coming back. People have stopped church. Even some of you as young as you are, people have stopped church because of you. Stop church. But it's not going to be the same. Bible says that for men abhor the offering of the Lord. They abhorred, they hated worshipping God. They hated offering sacrifice to the Lord because of you. But God will touch us. I said the Lord will touch us. And God will make us sons again. Sons who will love Him. Put your hands to the Lord and rise to your feet. I don't preach for long. You were the Word at the beginning. One with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to you. want heaven without us.
You didn't want heaven without us.
So Jesus, you brought heaven down.
So Jesus, you brought heaven down.
My sin was great, your love was greater. So what could separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. Lift up your hands and sing it.
What a beautiful name it is.
Oh, the name of
Jesus Christ,
my King. What a beautiful name it is. Oh, not a compass
to this.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Now, what a beautiful name it is. Now, Lord, you have called us to come close to you, Lord. May we not be like the sons of Eli. May we not be like the sons of Samuel. But, Lord, may you nurture us so that, Lord, we will become good sons in the name of Jesus. We will become sons that you are proud of us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Change our hearts. Every evil in our heart, Lord, take it out. And give us a heart that is pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. And take your seat. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I want to take an offering.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.